From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. In a fiery speech to the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee's annual policy conference today, President Obama declared the U.S. will not hesitate to attack Iran with military force to prevent it from acquiring a nuclear weapon. Mr. Obama said that in many ways, Iran is on the ropes.
Iran is isolated, its leadership divided and under pressure. And by the way, the Arab Spring is only increased these trends as the hypocrisy of the Iranian regime is exposed. And its ally, the Assad regime, is crumbling.
At the same time, the president cautioned that too much loose talk of war recently has only helped Tehran and driven up the price of oil. Tomorrow at the White House, President Obama hosts Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for talks. Large numbers of people are feared dead in the Republic of Congo after a series of massive explosions at a military base. The blasts were caused by a fire at a munitions depot in the capital, Brazzaville. The BBC's Peter Biles has more.
The explosions, five or six in all, were heard around Brazzaville and across the Congo River in nearby Kinshasa. Buildings were destroyed and people fled their homes in panic as smoke hung over Brazzaville. Local television broadcast appeals for medical staff to rush to hospitals. This appears to have been an accident. State radio said the blasts were the result of a fire in the arms depot of a military base. The casualty toll has still to be established, but initial reports say that 200 people may have died.
The BBC's Peter Biles reporting from Brazzaville. Mitt Romney is heading into Super Tuesday with a win in the non-binding straw poll in Washington State. The poll was held at Republican Party precinct caucuses this weekend, and as NPR's Martin Costi reports, turnout was impressive.
Back in 2008, only about 13,000 people participated in Washington's Republican caucuses. This year, that figure was closer to 50,000. One of those newcomers was Ron Paul supporter May Palmer, who says if her candidate weren't in the race, she wouldn't be involved in the Republican Party.
I would be so far removed, I'd be like on a boat to Bora Bora or something. No, I am here just because I am in support of Dr. Paul, because of his constitutional consistency and his love for liberty, for you and for me.
The straw poll doesn't actually award any delegates. That happens this summer at the Republican State Convention. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.
Two trains running on the same track collided head-on in southern Poland this weekend. 16 people died, dozens were injured. The crash near Krakow is that nation's worst train disaster in more than two decades. This is NPR News. Nearly a year ago, hackers stole the personal data of 77 million users of Sony's PlayStation network. Now, as Larry Miller reports, it's revealed hackers struck Sony Music, stealing Michael Jackson's entire back catalog, including a wealth of unreleased material, including duets with Freddie Mercury and Black Eyed Peas singer will.i.am.
London Sunday Times says hackers downloaded more than 50,000 of Jackson's digital music files from Sony in the biggest cyber attack yet on a record company. The Times says Sony confirms the hacking, but it wasn't made public because customer data wasn't stolen. Sony paid the Jackson estate $250 million for 10 new albums. The Times says everything was compromised, and Sony only discovered the theft during routine monitoring of Jackson fan sites and hacking forums. After the hackers were reportedly traced to UK computer addresses, Sony informed Britain's Serious Crime Agency. Two men were in court last week charged with the hacking. From NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The preserved heart of St. Lawrence O'Toole is missing from Christ Church Cathedral in Dublin. It was secured in a heart-shaped wooden box and kept in a square iron cage since the 13th century. Dwala Kavanaugh is director of operations at the cathedral.
We're devastated and we just can't believe it. It's been in the cathedral for nearly 1,000 years and it's been a site of pilgrimage for people all over the world. It's a sacred relic that we hold very dear.
I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.